Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Tony?
How do you have so much power that you can get Mother Nature to give you 40-degree temperatures in February for your Super Bowl?
It's been an amazing ride. The sun's been out and no rain, and somewhere in the 40s, and we actually hit a 60s for a couple of days. I just don't know how or why. I'm just very glad it happened.
All right, tell us about the process of getting the Super Bowl. Obviously, you have the Indianapolis Colts base there. They try to move the Super Bowl around. Talk about your involvement in helping the city get that Super Bowl.
Well, I just made some initial phone calls, and we have a guy named here named Mark Miles, who is now the chair of the Super Bowl committee, and of course Jim Irsay. So I made a couple phone calls to people who thought I could move that ball forward. We did put in the previous year, did not get the bid, but in 2008 we bid again, and we made it pretty special. We put out eighth graders to travel to the 32 different cities and deliver the bid personally. Along with some shrimp cocktail from our famous St. Elmo's steak restaurant. And it seemed to have an impact. And, you got to know who your voters are. You know, it's not necessarily a PR campaign. You got to know that there's 32 voters, and those are really the only people who matter. So we concentrated on that.
Mayor, I have family in Louisville, Kentucky. So for the last 30 years, I've been driving through Indianapolis, and the growth of that city has been amazing. And it seemed like when the Indianapolis Colts came here, that made that town even grow more. Am I right in my assessment?
Yeah, it was. We had a mayor at that time, Bill Hudnut, kind of a legendary guy around here, who built a stadium without a team. And then the Colts came a year later, so we're pretty lucky in that regard. We held the Pan Am games in 87. And so I think that's the city, in a different direction. But it's been growing little by little. We hold big events well. And so we're on the rotations for the Final Fours. And we do things, and we build it up little by little in our downtown area. I think if you've been downtown, I don't know if you've been there recently, but we built Georgia Street, which is a Super Bowl village for us, three block long, and it's just a dramatic impact. Tens of thousands of people there every night for the Super Bowl. And so we're kind of added to it over the years. It's been about a 30 to 40 year process.
How many people are residents of Indianapolis, and how many visitors do you think you'll have for Super Bowl week?
Well, it's 900,000. The region has about 1.7 million. So we're expecting 100,000 to 150,000 people, and the out-of-towners are really coming in today, which is nice. But the village has been very very active. Certainly we had people from the region around, Chicago and St. Louis and Cincinnati have come up in the past weekend, and the village has been very popular. The NFL experiences were probably over 150,000 now, and the record has been 200,000. Ever, and the out-of-town visitors haven't even showed up yet, really. So we're going to have a lot of people, and probably in the 150,000 range. It's going to be a dramatic weekend.
What's been the secret to your success in Indianapolis?
People work together. That's really what it is. We've had a great succession of civic leadership and business leadership, and frankly, non-profit leadership, who all kind of work together to make sure that the city works. And they kind of put their egos aside and look at the long-term vision for the city and make sure we go in that direction.
All right, Mayor, just off the top of your head, there is a ton of activities for Super Bowl week. We've seen the zip lines on TV. Talk about the big activities where we'll see the most people taking part.
I think you'll see the zip line, which is extremely popular. Demand is far exceeding supply at the moment, even though we have four zip lines going all the time. The NFL experience is something you just can't imagine. It's about 550,000 square feet, and I think I've been in there three times. I still don't think I've seen everything in there. So that's a great event for the family, great experience for the family. And the village is something to be experienced. Starting they're going to start at 11 a.m. to open up the village, and we have two stages where bands are playing, and we have street performers, ice sculptors. We have so many things going on in that area. And so it's just really kind of a party atmosphere. It's almost like a Mardi Gras for 10 straight days. People are really enjoying it. So anybody could come down and just really enjoy the ambiance.
How many extra tickets could you use?
I've had a few people asking me not only for the game but also for some of the restaurants here in town. It's kind of funny, but you know, it's a tight ticket. The NFL controls all that, and then people ask me like it's just a normal Colts game or something. It just isn't like that, and I hope people realize that.
All right, Mayor, before I let you go, Mitch Daniels has been in the news. He has a lot of different ideas. I saw him speak up here in Michigan, as a matter of fact, some weeks ago. Just want to get your take on Indiana's governor.
Well, he's very much respected in the state. Even people from the other party respect him for what he's done. He's really put the state in a great fiscal balance, if you will, where we are able to do things we probably otherwise would not have been able to do because we don't have any debt in the state anymore, which is really nice. And he's the fact that he is out there nationally talking about what he called the red menace. Which is the overall national debt and how that might affect us in the future and our kids and our future. I think it was pretty powerful stuff. You know, a lot of people really wanted him to run for president. Almost everybody I know in the state of Indiana wanted him to do that, but you know, that's his call. And but I just think he still has a voice to be heard, and people in Indiana really, really do respect him quite a bit. And he's in his last year as governor. He's term limited. And but I think we'll hear from him again.
We've been talking with Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard. Mayor, I know you're going to need a vacation from this week, but have fun, and we'll be watching. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Tony. Take care.